Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of the show, and I'm no host without my co-host, Peter Meyerson, from the law firm of Cohn, Raznick, Meyerson, and Plout.
Always great to be here, Jeff.
Thank you, Peter. Sorry for rushing the trains along. We have to keep on schedule today. Our next guest, someone you know, you've brought to the show, Kim Miles from Miles and Heels.
Miles and Heels Productions, yes.
Wow. Tell us, what is Miles and Heels Productions?
It's everything. It's everything. No, I'm kidding.
It
is everything. Miles and Heels Productions. So basically what I am is an event strategist and a creative collaborator for my clients. They'll bring me in when they need to deliver critical content to their audiences in an energetic and out-of-the-box way. Basically, if Oprah and Ellen had a love child, it would be me. That's how I describe it.
In a theatrical context.
In a theatrical context, yeah. So, right. You know, there's a lot of times where institutions are running business conferences or having panel discussions, and they really need to liven up that delivery. They might have very important information or very important guests who may not be great public speakers, so they bring me in to help them produce more entertaining delivery mechanisms to their audiences.
How did you get into this?
Wow. But you're very theatrical.
Well,
you're bigger than life.
I do have a theater background. It's true. I'm a singer as well, but I'm actually a financial advisor by trade. And being that's a 180.
Well, take me off the floor.
That got me when I looked at her website.
Yeah, take me off the floor after that one.
Snoozeroo. But being a female in a male-dominated space, I was always seeking out to network with other strong, like-minded women. And I just started to create my own spaces to do it because nothing was really scratching my itch. So I started to create networking spaces with other women who were like-minded. And from that, it just sort of blossomed into my own production company 3 years ago. I had been doing 10 years prior, I had been doing a lot of volunteer work for one particular organization. And I emceed and produced an event that sold out at 700 seats every year. Did that for 10 years, raised a lot of money on their behalf. And then one day I woke up and I said, you know what? I could do this for a lot of organizations. So 3 years ago, I started my production company, and now I work with all different types of companies and educational institutions and not-for-profit organizations. Runs a gamut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Peter, you asked the question. You got the answer.
Well, I got part of the, Kim has such an interesting background. So you segued out of financial planning. Do you do any of that?
Absolutely. I've been an advisor for 15 years, and I still have my book of business and my clients. And, you know, that's going swimmingly. It's just that my creative soul and my creative side, it really needed to be able to be explored. And all the work that I do through Miles and Heels Productions is absolutely feeding my creative side. So there's sort of the right brain, left brain syndrome going on. I'm one of those unicorns, if you will, that has a lot of business acumen due to my training. But the creative part of me is really what takes over. And that's why my clients hire me, is for my creative passions.
What do you find? I mean, you know, I was charmed when we met at the theater.
You still look charmed.
As was I.
And I'm still charmed.
We had a good time.
We had a great time.
Peter has an affinity for the arts.
Yeah, but so what do you see? What are the problems in your business? What problems do you need to overcome?
What problems do I need to solve for my clients?
Well, that's a good question to start with.
Okay.
The next one is what problems do you need to overcome for yourself?
For myself, in my production company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that the biggest problem for my clients that I'm helping them overcome is unequivocally that they have a great idea, but they simply don't know how to execute it. So in my world...
Can you give me an example?
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. So I would really say that I'm hired from ideation to execution. And a perfect example is actually coming to fruition this Friday, right around the corner, at Regis College. They have a homecoming weekend every single year called Regis Fest. And this year, they were really interested in launching a new conference to kick off Regis Fest weekend that was going to incorporate their parents of students, the students themselves, and the alum community. So they came to me and they said, we have this idea that we want to run some sort of a conference, but we have no idea what to do or how to execute it. So in comes Miles and Heels Productions, and together we come up with a strategy, a marketing plan, a theme, a brand, and then in addition to that, I'm actually on the execution side where I'm the talent for that particular conference. I'm the MC for the conference. I'm hosting the conference and I'm interviewing, similar to this, I'm interviewing the live talent for the day. So they came up with an idea, but they didn't know how to go from ideation to execution. And that's where Miles and Heels Productions comes in.
Interesting. So did you get to sing?
Well, it's coming up on Friday.
We should have done the whole interview in the song.
Right? We could do it all in song. It's not too late. We're still here. but that's a great example of what I do with my clients. And I would say, for me, you asked about sort of maybe the biggest hurdle.
Yeah. I mean, this is an entrepreneur. This is about entrepreneurship.
I want to know how you make your money.
Absolutely. Well, I get paid for everything that I do.
By project, per hour?
By project. And I sort of scope out that project and I make sure that there are enough hours that are compensated for all the preparatory work. You know, so for example, I was speaking to Regis back in December, January, and here we are in September, right? So that's a lot of months of work. So in terms of the cost and how that's structured, it takes into consideration all of the prep work and then, of course, the execution. But I think that one of the biggest things for me where you talked about, one of the biggest hurdles, if you will, it's not so much a hurdle, it's just that it's always sort of a presence of mine, is my constant source of networking. Case in point, I'm sitting here. We met, we chatted, here we are. Right. I'm a huge, huge champion for effective and efficient networking. And it's actually a curriculum that I teach in a lot of my productions when I'm hired by different institutions to come in and deliver curriculum.
You mean how to network?
How to network, how to do it properly and effectively. But the point is that if I don't constantly meet new people and have new opportunities, then my business would die, right? So it's all about meeting those new people and getting introduced to the right people within those organizations and talking to them about how I can add value to their business. If I notice that there are different conferences that perhaps have run for years and years, and I would say, you know, I could add a great deal of value or a different spark and really shake this up. That's where my value add comes in, and that's where the secret sauce is, live in-person delivery of those events. So it's just always meeting new people. But that's something that I've had to learn how to do from my financial advisory practice in terms of building my book of business. So it just parlays from one skill set to the other.
You mean this didn't come naturally?
So would you ever drop...
I'm a social butterfly, naturally.
Would you ever drop the financial services business and focus just on the dramatic?
I mean, not anytime in the near future. I have to tell you, my financial advisory practice, I put in so much blood, sweat, and tears into that for 15 years. And I have such an amazing relationship with my clients who have been with me since the very beginning. I care about them deeply. I care about their futures, the futures of their families and their businesses. So there really is no reason for me to give it up. I'm at a very happy balance in my life with both worlds coexisting. And one actually fuels the other, right? I'm meeting people all the time. And sometimes they're asking me about my other practice and they can be referred, you know, both ways. So it's a wonderful coexistence. So at the moment, I would say no. I mean, if I become Oprah rich maybe one day, that might be a different answer. But at the moment, I'm very
happy. Only the Queen Elizabeth is Oprah rich.
Well, I don't know. Oprah's pretty much everywhere, right? I mean, Queen's only kind of in one place. But
she was the richest person in the world. Mm. A woman in the world.
Well, that's true.
That's what I meant.
You got me there.
Yeah. And Oprah's pretty close, probably.
Pretty close is right.
Well, and what's her name from... You know, the writer.
J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling.
She's up there.
She's up there.
Did you hear about J.K. Rowling's newest theater production of Harry Potter, the new chapter that's on the stage in England? She vowed she'd never take Harry Potter to the stage. And there she is in England. Well, it's called The Cursed
Child.
Yeah,
she said she was done with Harry Potter.
She said she would never do it, and she did it. But it's there. It's going gangbusters. So...
Well, if you get that way.
Yeah, right?
Would you work for her on that project?
I would work for J.K. Rowling on any project. Let's just put that out there on Radio Entrepreneurs. I would work with J.K. Rowling on any project, yes.
Have all your projects been in New England, or do you do stuff in New York or other cities?
I do stuff all over, yeah. So I travel.
Have you done theater in London, or no?
Have I done theater?
Have you done any projects in London?
No, I have not done any projects in London, but I have passport and will travel. You heard it here first.
That's my favorite place to go to theater.
I love London. I lived in London.
If I had a ticket to New York or a ticket to London for theater, I'd go to London.
Well, I lived in Manhattan for 10 years.
Right.
And I was always at the theater.
Right.
My first love in life is musical theater. Right. I've been
That's good in New York.
Yeah, it's great in
New York. Beats London on musicals, I think.
Yeah, but I did live in London and I took in a lot of
for depressing shows, London beats New York.
For straight plays, right, exactly.
For really depressing, thought-provoking theater, London is better.
Yeah, exactly.
For music. musical, put a smile on your face. New York's the place to go.
New York, exactly. Yeah. I agree with you.
That's why Randy Rainbow.
Yeah, of course. Big shout out to Randy Rainbow if you're listening. Yeah. We love Randy Rainbow.
Well, Kim, if somebody wants to find you for either of your businesses, how would they do that?
Absolutely. So I think the best way to reach out to me is probably through my Miles and Heels Productions website, which is www.milesandheels.com. And of course, you can email me at info@milesandheels.com. And you can call me. 781-570-9150. I love to talk to new people and hear about the types of events that you're trying to put on. There's a whole list of the different organizations that I've been working with on my website so that you can get a flavor. There's a little video sizzle reel there so you can see me live and in action.
It's a great video. Great website, actually.
Thank you so much. That's my buddy. Can I give a shout out to my buddy Ben Campbell from Pitch Media Group who did my sizzle reel?
Absolutely.
Great guy. He's another entrepreneur. He's killing it in that space. So I love my friend Ben. And other radio interviews are on the website as well. So,
well, thanks for being on the show today. Maybe you'll come back again.
I would love to. Thanks for having me.
We'll get rid of the third wheel, which is me, and you and Peter can do an interview. And that's Peter Morrison I'm referring to from Cone Rasdick Morrison and Plowed, who would love to be able to sing, but he can't.
I'll sing to you, Peter.
No, I actually have a good voice, or had a good voice. I just can't hum.
I would say he can't sing. This is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.